Elijah Hacker moved to Benzie County 5 years ago. He was born and raised in Flint for 14 years.
So I was there for the whole Flint water crisis and all that kind of stuff, though. You know, I witnessed it in real time, you know, and miraculously me and my dad, my little brother were like fine. But my mom and sister were like sick, and my mom had hallucinations from it. It was wild. And I, you know, hearing friends and family that have gone through similar situations, was like, wow, this is really, really strange.
Elijah is a musician himself, which is what got him interested in the songwriting workshop.
Just superficially, me seeing you, you seem like a very positive person and a very open person.
Yeah, and I think it takes a lot of negativity and quite the opposite of, you know, open-mindedness and positivity to bring that out in somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe not in every case, but for me, in my case, at least, it was very educational to see what not to do and how not to be.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand when it comes to living a hard life and having to mature quickly, especially growing up in a household where drugs were prevalent and, you know, I wasn't exposed to them, but growing up with people who are addicts, you don't necessarily have to see the drug to experience it. You know what I mean?
What you would like from somebody else.
You're braver than this. You're better than this.
Okay.
This room at Benzie Central is filled with about a dozen high schoolers. Musicians Tim Jones and Aaron Dye facilitate a songwriting session.
Courage to be yourself. That's a good one.
Oh, I thought you were saying
courage
to be stronger. Like, I wish you had the
courage to be stronger. We can combine them. Tim and Aaron would play the beginning of a verse, a line or two to start, and the high schoolers would chime in with lines to follow.
I got something here, fam.
Okay, what do you got?
Wish you had the courage of a water buffalo. Stampede through life and remember to take it slow.
Yeah.
The courage of a water buffalo.
Elijah says he didn't know what to expect from the stories at Heal Workshop.
So the first one that they held, I missed it. I had to do something else. But the second one they had, they were already like, you know, full, you know, ready to go, mid-conversation, talking about, you know, topics that wasn't expected that they were already going to be talking about.
Elijah knew most of the other students who attended, but really only as acquaintances. He didn't know their stories and was surprised when an underclassman discussed a battle with cancer.
So I walked up to her after one of the sessions that we were having, and I was like, I wanted to tell you, hey, like, when I heard that about you, that, like, literally changed my viewpoint about you in a positive way. I actually now look to you not as just this person I know at school now, but someone that has, like, battled something and, you know, has a story to tell.
And that vulnerability to share something so personal had an effect on Elijah.
It was kind of cool to witness people that I would never think that I would see open up about topics that were truly, like, kind of sad to hear. But then you realize, like, you're not the only one that goes through horrible things in life or things that shouldn't be, you know, done or said or anything, you know. So it kind of really creates this respect and mutual respect from one another without having to actually, like, say, hey, you know, I respect you and all that, you know.
So
let's play it.
Scared of being scared.
One of the songs the workshop wrote together is called When the World Falls Down. It's this piece written by the students about being let down by someone you can count on, a friend or a parent maybe. It's a collective experience by the students, but much of the song feels like it's directly about Elijah's life.
But when I was 14 years old, both my parents unfortunately passed away due to fentanyl overdoses.
You need to change your life for the better. Find some common sense. Stop believing lies you tell yourself.
I had a really decent childhood. I wasn't abused in any way. Luckily, I had nothing harmful happen to me physically or emotionally.
Elijah says his childhood was a good one. He played outdoors. He had a pool in the backyard that he and his friends would pretend to fish out of.
Now that I look back on it, we would do a lot of up north things in Flint.
It wasn't until he got older, around 10 years old, that addiction started to seep into and take over his family's life.
So there's a definitive moment in my life where Christmases started to go from, hey, I got an Xbox 360 this year, to we're going to have to rely on the church to help us out this year type stuff. You know, there's times in my life where I remember the quality of life started to dwindle.
And still, Elijah makes it a point to remember the good things about his parents.
Yeah, they were still loving and caring parents. There was no harm. They did everything in their power to keep that to themselves and not get to us. Mm-hmm. But as anybody knows who has any type of experience or just knows and, you know, is competent in that type of area, you know, like, drugs don't ruin people in a lot of ways that people may think. And with my parents, they were able to keep a facade long enough to, like, hey, they're doing fine, there's nothing wrong here, to the point where it's like, okay, no, you're actually starting to worry us. And they ended up passing away, you know, before anybody could actually, you know, see that. And he was like, hey, okay, we need to actually get involved now.
But for Elijah, he doesn't want to pretend he's fine. The workshop only solidified that feeling.
I want to figure something out, and I want to get it figured out so it doesn't explode. Because growing up with people who didn't do that just kind of trained me from a very young age to, like, if you don't figure that out now, what you're feeling right now, 10 years down the road, you could be leaving people behind that you never meant to. I guess I had, like, a really good educational experiences as a kid, so yeah. Being positive is, like, my motto is, why cry about it when you could laugh about it?